gay marriage. Now, what's the answer?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, how can Christians in our increasingly secular Western cultures deal publicly with this issue of gay marriage?
Well, at a recent conference on the gay marriage issue, a prominent Christian leader told the audience that you shouldn't use the Bible in debating gay marriage. He said that the culture no longer listens to such biblical arguments. But the Bible is the Word of God. It's the only absolute authority we have in all matters of life and conduct. If Adam and Eve's creation and their marriage are literal history, only then do we have a basis for saying that marriage must be a man and a woman. Think about it. Ultimately, without the Bible, marriage could be anything you wanted it to be. The reason much of the culture won't listen to the arguments from the Bible is because they think that evolutionary ideas and the concept of millions of years of history have disproved the Bible's accuracy and historicity. Instead of saying that we can't use the Bible to argue against gay marriage, Christian leaders should be opposing anti-biblical evolutionary ideas, and then they need to explain to the world why the Bible's history in Genesis is true, thus establishing it can be trusted, including what it teaches about the origin of marriage. Then they can show why gay marriage is wrong.
Ken Ham shares much more about this controversial topic in his new booklet on gay marriage. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com. AnswersRadio.com.